The Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's Kelly's Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Good thing The Maze Runner debuted in first place at the box office this weekend, because the sequel is set to start filming in just 6 weeks.
Wow.
They're in pre-production right now in New Mexico. The Maze Runner took in an estimated $32.5 million. That was on estimates. You know, they still have to get the final figures in. But that was followed by Liam Neeson's new movie, A Walk Among the Tombstones. Audience is not loving it so much. It took in $13.1 million. Yeah, and in third place this weekend, This Is Where I Leave You, which is kind of a dark comedy, I think, debuted with $11.9 million. So I guess word of mouth is going to have to save that one.
Right.
Number 4.
Demi Lovato injured while performing in San Antonio on Friday night. She posted a picture of herself with her arm in a sling and captioned it, "Welp, looks like I won't be playing guitar, piano, or drums tonight. San Antonio, why'd you have to go and make me fall so hard for you?" Apparently she slipped and suffered a really bad sprain.
Ouch.
Yeah. So this Taylor Swift-Katy Perry feud, it just got taken to another level. So Taylor says she realized that she and this other pop star were straight up enemies after this other pop star tried to sabotage her tour by stealing her dancers. Well, everybody figured out pretty quickly, even though Taylor has not confirmed it, that she was talking about Katy Perry.
Okay.
Well, just in case any of us had any doubt that she was, in fact, talking about Katy Perry, Katy decided to get even.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on a date at Nobu with Harry Styles.
Katy Perry went on a date with Harry Styles.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Left separately, but they couldn't fool anybody inside the restaurant because people are in there watching.
Oh, damn.
And witnesses said they were flirting hard, really enjoying themselves over a little dinner. Now, Katy is 9 years older than Harry, but we all know he likes older women.
Katy,
not too old, because he didn't look at me twice.
Dang.
But,
oh, my God.
Harry Styles.
Boo. I didn't see that coming.
I would get even with Taylor every day if it involved Harry Styles.
I didn't see that coming at all. Wow.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Dang.
So Mama June, can you believe this story beat out Katy Perry with Harry Styles? Maybe I should have rethought that. But she apparently, allegedly, caught her man, Sugar Bear, trolling on plentyofish.com.
Well, okay.
What's Sugar Bear doing on Plenty of Fish?
He was, you know, a lot of married men do that, just to kind of see what was out there, see if the grass is greener on the other side, maybe do a little online flirting. Does that count as cheating? A lot of women say absolutely.
Yeah, if you're in a
absolutely
dating
website, that counts as cheating.
No, he's just fishing. I mean, he's not even fishing.
But that leads to cheating.
He just went to the
you're
lake.
Cheating in your heart.
He went to the lake with the pole, just put the hook in. Probably didn't put any date on
so
the hook.
So satisfied and so loving what you have at home that you're not even interested in looking at plentyoffish.com.
What if he just wanted someone to go fishing with him?
He's got plenty of people to go fishing with.
Yeah,
but he had a screen name and everything. It wasn't like he was just looking out of curiosity. He registered.
But you
had a screen name.
I don't think you can look without having a screen name.
Most of my married friends are on Tinder just for entertainment.
Georgia Fighter 31054. Somebody look that up and see if he's still on there.
Georgia Fighter.
I'm not on that site.
His profile.
I used to be. I think I'm
42.
I log in.
I love to hunt fish and ride four wheelers and have a good time. I love muddy bogs, and I love to ride in the mud.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
a
joke.
He spelled mud with two Ds because he really likes it.
Super muddy. What was his profile name again?
Georgia Fighter 31054.
All right. So someone that's listening right now is on Plenty of Fish. Screenshot Sugar Bear's profile. Send it to us.
Well, she's not wearing her commitment ceremony ring, because remember, they had a commitment ceremony but did not get married. And she's released a statement on behalf of both of them saying, "Sugar Bear and I have decided to take some time apart to figure out things in our relationship. We're taking things day by day, but regardless of what happens, the girls will always be our number one priority. We want to thank y'all for your support."
The show's still on, right?
Yeah, they're filming.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. Have to write him out of the reality.
I'm telling you,
reality. That's part of the drama. What if this is all staged for the show? We never know.
No.
The lines are so blurred.
Like the Kardashians.
Reality show couples don't make it. Sugar Bear and Mama June.
What if he just walks away from Sugar Honey Boo Boo and gets with Khloe or one of the Kardashians?
Yeah, that's gonna happen. All right, so we had more topless photos
on
the internet over the weekend. Amber Heard's popped up on Sunday, the latest victim of this ongoing celebrity hacking scandal. I'm assuming it's the same person or people doing it. They're just releasing them slowly. I don't know. Are they getting money for these? Or is it just for the fun of doing it?
It's against the law. I don't think you can get money.
Yeah, so what's just because you can, you do it just because you can?
Yeah, I guess.
To ruin people's lives?
I mean, it's one thing to obtain it. Now you've got it for your own private pleasure, sick pleasure, but then to release it to the world and you're not getting paid for it? Right. I don't know. I don't
understand. Someone probably hired this person with their ability to do that.
I guess, but not only was it Amber Heard, who apparently sent some topless photo to Johnny Depp when he was filming Lone Ranger and Tonto, because there was Hey Tonto or something on the sign. I don't know. Boy, that's exciting.
Hey Tonto.
Hey Tonto. Also, Rihanna had some leak. Uh-huh. Gabrielle Union, and she has come out with a statement. She said, it has come to our attention that our private moments that were shared and deleted solely between my husband and myself have been leaked by some vultures. I can't help but to be reminded that since the dawn of time, women and children, specifically women of color, have been victimized and the power over their own bodies taken from them. These atrocities against women and children continue worldwide. And she said, for anyone out there also being affected by these and other hacking and hate crimes, we send our love, support, and prayers. We have done nothing wrong. She said they weren't, you know, scandalous. Mm-hmm. It was me loving, sending something to my husband. We sent it, deleted it, done, and here it is. So they're all over the internet, and Reddit, I thought, said they weren't going to allow this to continue, but they were popping up.
On Reddit.
On this weekend.
Wow.
That's your Showbiz Top 5.
We have an iPhone 6. Who's going to win it? Is it going to be you? We're going to give it away next.
A bad haircut can get you two tickets to see One Direction live in Tampa. We want you to give your mom, dad, grandma, or grandpa the most embarrassing haircut ever. Then send us two photos that show off your work while they're holding up a sign that says Kid Nation's Harry Styles. Get it? Harry Styles? We'll pick our favorite one to score two tickets to One Direction in Tampa, two round-trip tickets on Southwest Airlines, and cash for a hotel. Trip thanks to Southwest Airlines and Columbia Records. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.